Rambling a little bit here, but we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Good evening and welcome. So I'll ask the clerk to take the roll call.
Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Odusi.
Here. Okay, if you can all stand, please, and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Nothing, Luke? This might be a first. All righty. All right. We have no public comments either on Zoom.
No. Yeah, nobody's on Zoom.
Okay, and no one on there. Yeah, super. Thanks.
Official.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. That helps. All right. So we'll go ahead then move on to elected official comments and announcements. If maybe Trustee O'Connell can go first.
Really have nothing tonight, but thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I also have nothing. Wishing everyone a happy and continued holiday season.
Yep, I just have two things. One is just to remind people that I think the last week of leaf collection is the first week of December, so maybe two more pickups. And just to remind people that it's really just supposed to be leaves, not pumpkins, not plants, not clods of earth that are attached to the plants, or and certainly not the plastic pots that are attached to the clods of earth attached to the plants. And then also, I just wanted to acknowledge one of our residents, one of our young residents in River Forest, who was invited to the White House last month. Anya Herman is a member of our DEI advisory group, and she was honored at the first ever Girls Leading Change event by Jill Biden as a disability rights activist and an advocate for equity and inclusion. And, you know, so often we invite people from the village to our meetings to honor them for various things. And I think this certainly merits that. Thank you.
Nothing to add. Thanks.
Okay. Russ?
Just one quick blurb. Usually every year, light up the night in River Forest. This year will be on Saturday, December the 16th, unless the weather is bad. And it'll be on Sunday, December the 17th. For those of you who participate, I encourage everyone to do that. So other than that, thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, I will be quick. The only thing I will add to continue to enjoy the holidays, yes, Light Up the Night is an amazing event, is that recycling of old holiday lights is now available behind City Hall until January 15th. Please drop off your old lights so that they can be recycled properly. Thank you.
I'd like to start with a land acknowledgement. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. And we will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. As well, wanted to just say, you know, happy holidays to everybody, and was going to mention Anya as well. She is a phenomenal individual. This is a recognition that went to only 15 girls out of the entire country, and I've known her for a long time as somebody who went to school with my child, and she has done disability rights locally, statewide. She's gone to the capital of Washington, D.C. and advocated there. An extraordinary young woman, and just want to highlight her. So great recognition there for her work. That's it. Okay.
Good. Well, we too believe she needs to be recognized, and that's why we did it in the newsletter, and we featured her right in front and center in our newsletter. I was just asking, it was recent, with that, right when she came back from the White House, we were thrilled with her, her presence at the White House, and the fact that Jill Biden, the First Lady, acknowledged her, and the fact that she is part of DEI. We'll rerun it again in our newsletter, certainly. I know she was part of the D90 assembly, so we can certainly invite her here as well to acknowledge her. But we always, she's great, and she is special, and we are so proud that she's part of Rover 4. So we'll rerun it again in the newsletter so people can read it again, and we'll reach out to her and invite her. I think that's a good idea. Okay. I don't have anything other than that, and of course, light up the candles in River Forest is always a pretty thing to do. So I hope people will continue to consider that as they look at decorating their homes. Okay, that's all I have.
Can I just hook on back on that? Because I got some additional information next to me. So if you're interested in a kit,
go for it.
Okay, they're available. They are $10 for a kit, and one kit covers about 50 feet. And the kits are supplied by the Kiwanis, and they're $10. And if you would like one, you could go to the Gillis House at 1043 Keystone and put $10 in an envelope in the mailbox, and they will be available on the Gillis' front porch.
Okay. Yeah, great. Thanks. It's good to know. I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger, yeah. Bigger, I think, every year. So it's a neat community thing to do. So.
Yeah. Just want to know, are we able to acknowledge, are you guys students at a certain class?
I was just going to ask that. What are they? Yeah. Okay. And you're just observing or you want to speak? Yeah. 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 Unfortunately. Or the good news is this is short.
Yeah.
The bad news is you won't hear many interesting topics.
Right. And if I do anything wrong, please don't tell Marissa Johnson for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Yeah. So this is the point where all the public officials just give a public announcement and then we move on to our agenda items, but it's going to be short tonight. So that's the good news for you guys. All right. So with that, I'll ask a motion in a second to approve the consent agenda A through E.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through E.
Second. Okay. Any questions or comments regarding any of those items? Hearing none, I'd ask the clerk to read it and then take a vote.
Consent agenda item A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, November 13th, 2023. B, administration department report. C, 2024 renewal agreement with municipal GIS partners. D, fiscal year 2024 budget amendment or ordinance. E, approval of purchase, Public Works 2024 Ford F-350 and plow from Sutton and Regional Truck Equipment. $56,001. Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Okay, great. Like I said, this is going to be a really short meeting. We were going to do a training on, well, we don't have anything on 6, 7, or 8, and 9, we were going to do a quick training on like a PR 101, and Melanie, that was her just, and she had an emergency at home. And, yeah. So she felt terrible that she had to leave. And so we'll need to reschedule that training, but we'll figure out a time to do it either in another board meeting or a committee of the whole or to a workshop, but we'll figure something out.
So really short.
She sends her apologies for that. So
yeah.
I'm sure everything will work out. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Okay, so that really concludes the general. Really, you guys picked the best at once. You should have come about a month ago. It was horrible.
Do you have to write about what you heard tonight?
Make something up.
Hopefully.
Yeah, really.
We have
you can put it down. We'll swear by it.
Sites. You can see what we voted in for the consent agenda.
And there is a recording on our website.
Why don't you all step up one by one and you can give us a presentation, starting with Gabriella Simon, please.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you need? Well, seriously, what do you need to know? Just say you attended? Mm. Pretty much. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Go to our consent agenda.
Yeah, so one of the things.
You should definitely go get the packet online. It'll give you pages of material for you.
Talk about the consent agenda.
Yeah, we'll have our village attorney. Give you a slight education on our
what you saw when the board voted on the consent agenda was like a freeze-dried condensed set of action items. Each one of those things were separate items that could have been and in past days would have been voted on separately and could have involved discussion. But because a lot of the agendas are very long and some of the items are more controversial or more detailed, the law has allowed municipalities to provide for what's called the consent agenda. And Matt Walsh, the village administrator here, works with the village president to create a consent agenda for items that are not unimportant, but are not terribly controversial. And the board, prior to each meeting, well in advance, gets a full packet of not only the agenda that you saw in the back, but of all the items that are behind each of those items, including the ones on the consent agenda. So the board gets to review all that material. They read it ahead of time. And if they have questions about things on the consent agenda, typically they don't wait for the board meeting to ask about them in order to keep things as efficient as possible for the administration. They ask those questions in advance and usually get answers. Sometimes a board member, even though they're voting yes on a consent agenda, might want the public to hear more about it. And any one board member can pull any item off of the consent agenda. And a board member can do that because they don't agree that it is not controversial or important to talk about separately, or maybe because they just want the public to hear a little bit more about it. But if you look in your packet online, each one of those items is its own little universe of an action item that the board took action on tonight. So this is probably the shortest meeting the village has had in a long, long time. Right. And you know, maybe it's your good fortune or maybe your bad luck, but you have enough to write about if you look at each of those items.
There's a link on our website, and it's the board packet's about 53 pages. So I'm sure you can condense that down to 2 pages and it might help you.
Yeah. Well, Father,
our last meeting, it was 289 pages.
Right. Just to give you a feel of. Yeah. But Matt, you can help these poor kids out. Okay. Any questions you have of us that you want to help with your homework assignment? No. We're here to serve.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. All right. Well, now here's the interesting. We're going to adjourn in our general session and we're going to go into executive session. Of course, you cannot be in our executive session, but so we're going to adjourn and then we're going to ask you to all leave and then we're going to reassemble into our executive session, have our conversation, and then adjourn from the executive session. So that's our next level. So if I can get a motion and a second to adjourn our regular meeting and go into executive session.
So I move to enter into executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120/2C11 to discuss probable and imminent litigation, and the village board will adjourn after executive session and will not return to open session.
Second.
Okay. Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell. Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
President Anducci.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay, meeting. Great. All right.